You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is September 21st, 2023. I am MP Holmes, and today we are talking about the 40th anniversary of Take Back the Night in Waterloo Region, and examine perceptions of safety in the region. Take Back the Night happens Thursday, September 21st, from 6 to 9 at the Gockle Block, downtown Kitchener. This event raises awareness of the threat of sexual violence and comes in the wake of the City of Kitchener and the Region of Waterloo's declarations of an epidemic of intimate partner violence. A few weeks ago, CKMS aired a show on intimate partner violence and explained how this region stands out in cross-Canada data as the least safe place for women to live in all of Canada. The Take Back the Night event is organized by the Sexual Assault Support Centre of Waterloo Region, and here, Carly Doucette explains what the event will entail.
Take Back the Night is a global movement. It's an annual rally and march that's held all over the world, and it's to combat sexual and gender-based violence, and it was started back in the 1970s. In Kitchener-Waterloo, this will be the 40th anniversary of Take Back the Night in the region. And so there are lots of things happening at this event. We've packed it full of amazing speakers. We have our executive director, Sarah Castleman, talking about the 40th anniversary of the event and kind of reflecting on where it started and where we are now. We have some amazing speakers. We have Sarah Siambida, who is a spoken word poet and the poet laureate of Smart Waterloo Region. We have Joni Narita, who's a Jamaican-Canadian artist and musician who will be doing a performance during the event. And then we have all kinds of community information booths. So we have lots of community partners and other organizations who will be at the event providing folks with information about their services. We will have free cupcakes and cookies. We have a sign making station for folks who want to make signs for the march. We'll have a photo booth, a kids zone, a quiet kind of sensory friendly space. We've got ASL interpretation for all of the speeches. And then, yeah, we'll be going on our march after all of the speeches are done. And we'll be kind of marching around the downtown Kitchener area. And if for folks who don't want to participate in the march or are unable to participate in the march, we'll have a workshop happening at Gockle Block so that folks can stay there if they don't want to march with us.
Okay. And what will the workshop be?
So the workshop will be facilitated by our male allyship educators, and it will be around bystander intervention, how to recognize harm, how to interrupt harm, kind of what to do in those situations. So we'll be getting started around 6 o'clock. So folks are welcome to join us, you know, anytime after 5:30, we should be all set up and ready to go. But our kind of kickoff introduction and speeches will start around 6 o'clock. And then we're estimating that the march will start close to 8 o'clock, and we'll be marching for about 30 minutes before heading back to Gockle Block.
Take Back the Night started in England in the late 1800s when women protested against the violence and fear they encountered walking the London streets at night. Given that Waterloo Region has the dire label of the least safe place for women, CKMS went to King Street, downtown Kitchener, and asked residents if they feel safe walking in this community at night.
We don't really go to the park too much. It's kind of dark at night. Like, really dark. Wish there was more lights in the park.
Lights?
Yeah. Just lighting up different areas because it's hard to get proper light to walk in the park usually. That's why we don't usually walk in the park too much, but we walk other places. Like downtown's usually pretty lit up at night, so it's a lot lighter since there's like different lights up going from restaurant to restaurant, so that kind of helps at night. Yeah.
Do you feel safe at night?
Usually.
My name's Iman.
I guess it depends where you would go around here. I
I work late, so I do have to, like, catch the buses and things like that. Also, I do feel safe most of the time unless I see people around. I'll just mind my own business, keep going to where I gotta go. Other than that, I feel pretty good. I mean, I wouldn't be out here later than maybe like 12:30.
Given the statistics, these responses surprised our newsroom. And so we're wondering, is our perception of safety different from the reality? The newsroom sent out several requests for interviews with local sociologists, but none were able to talk about this discrepancy with us before airtime. However, the statistics themselves paint a picture. Stats Canada reported that from 2008 to 2019, the Waterloo Region sexual assault incidence rate has been higher than the provincial average, and that rate continues to increase. In 2018, just over 1 in 5 Waterloo Region residents, age 15 and older, experienced unwanted sexual behavior in public. We know from many research studies that in the vast majority of sexual assault crimes, the accused is known to the victim. According to Stats Canada, only 20% were victimized by a stranger. Sexual assaults are considered significantly underreported to the police. Results from a 2019 survey on victimization show that only 6% of sexual assault incidents experienced by Canadians 15 and older were reported to the police. So we know that sexual assaults are seriously underreported, but those reports are rising, and most of them are committed by someone the victim knows. Statistics on perception are also available, and in 2020, Stats Canada reported that 42% of women in the region felt very safe when walking alone after dark, and 63% of men felt very safe walking alone after dark. Over 3/4 of regional residents thought crime levels in their neighborhood were lower than the rest of Canada. However, the Crime Severity Index tells a different story. The Crime Severity Index is defined by Stats Canada as changes in the severity of police-reported crime by accounting for both the amount of crime reported by police in a given jurisdiction and the relative seriousness of these crimes. So while 3/4 of regional residents thought their communities had lower crime levels than the rest of the country, the Crime Severity Index for Waterloo Region in 2022 was higher than the national average and the third highest in the province behind Thunder Bay and Sudbury. So there does seem to be a discrepancy between our perceptions and reality. However, as respondents to our street survey noted, increased lighting on the streets and trails, safer transit, and staying closer to built-up areas all contribute to the perception of safety. Whether or not we are safer at night than we were 40 years ago, it seems the night still remains beyond our reach. Take Back the Night happens at the Gockel Block from 6 to 9 on Thursday, September 21st. The music on today's show is called Maple Music by Godmode, and it is courtesy of Expectantly Maple Music on YouTube. You have been listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. This is MP Holmes, and thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.